Closing out that set from his forthcoming release, Writing on the Wall, we had SoCal's Coco Montoya with Natural Born Love Machine. And I got that set started off with the late, great Eddie Kirkland, and I hear music from his 1988 release, Have Mercy. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set, Canadian blues legend Colin James turned 59 on Thursday. He was born August 17, 1964 in Regina, Saskatchewan. In 1984, he got a last-minute call to open up for Stevie Ray Vaughan in Regina and was invited to play the encore and join the tour as an opening act for several U.S. stops. He released his self-titled debut in 1988. Since then, Collins charted 2 albums and 3 songs on Billboard, been nominated for 19 Juno Awards, winning 8 times, and has been nominated for 36 Maple Blues Awards, winning 31 times, including 3 awards for Guitarist of the Year, 5 awards for Recording of the Year, and 9 awards for Electric Act of the Year. From his 2012 Juno winning 15, co-written with Big Sugar's Gordy Johnson, this is Birthday Boy Colin James with Sweet's Gone Sour.
No.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU Burnaby.
Where I am, but you try so hard.
Closing out a set of Canadian rock and blues music from their 2020 EP Speed of Sound, we had Vancouver's Jason Lane Band with Keep Me Guessing. Before that, from their 2017 release Kicking and Screaming, we had New Brunswick's Kendra Gale Band with Noise in the Dark. And I got that set started off with Birthday Boy Colin James and Sweets Gone Sour from his 2012 Juno winning 15. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set from his new release, Exorcist, this is Florida Selwyn Birchwood with My Own Worst Enemy.
Clap your hands.
Closing out that set from their brand new release, Raise Your Hands, we had Pennsylvania's Scott Weiss Band with Judgment Day. And I got that set started off with Florida's Selwyn Birchwood and my own worst enemy from his new release, Exorcist. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Taking us across the top of our first hour, the king of the Delta Blues, Robert Johnson, passed away 85 years ago Wednesday, August 16th, 1938, at 27. Robert Johnson is the only artist to be an inaugural inductee of both the Blues Hall of Fame and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Influenced by contemporaries such as Charlie Patton, Petey Wheatstraw, Lonnie Johnson, and Sunhouse, Robert Johnson recorded 29 songs plus 13 alternate takes at 5 different recording sessions in 2 different Texas cities 7 months apart. Vocal Leon released 11 of Johnson's 78s during his lifetime, but only Terraplane Blues was considered a moderate hit. In 1961, the reissue of 16 of those songs on King of the Delta Blues Singers, at the insistence of legendary record producer and talent scout John Hammond, led to his rediscovery and vaulted him into the pantheon of blues artists. The artists influenced by Robert Johnson and the influence of those artists is exponential, and the shortest list of those would include Johnny Shines, Robert Lockwood Jr., Muddy Waters, Elmore James, The Rolling Stones, Peter Green, and Eric Clapton. In addition to his Hall of Fame inductions, Robert Johnson was also awarded the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 2006, and has 3 albums and 6 songs inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame. On Rolling Stone magazine's Top 100 Guitarists of All Time, in 2003 he was ranked number 5, although on the 2011 revised list he had dropped to number 71. From his first ever recording session on November 23, 1936 at the Gunter Hotel in San Antonio, Texas, but not released until 1970, this is the legendary Robert Johnson with Phonograph Blues.
But it won't sail on somewhere. What evil have I done? What evil has the poor girl done? Yeah, did I love my phonograph? But yeah, I broke my winding chain. What evil have I done? Or what evil have I put?